said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband, and most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. And you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu. And I love
WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids home for country favorites and classics.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? Oh, every time. Are you here? If you're not in it for love, if you're not willing to give it all you got, if you're not in it for life, if you're not in it for love, let me make it clear to you, my dear. If you're not in it for love, I'm out of here.
Precisely what my 10-year-old daughter told my husband the other night when he put on the football game, 105.5 WIRI. She's like, Dad, football already is back? When does football ever end? So she's like, I'm out of here, and left the room once he put on the game. The Packers are going to host their annual family night tomorrow inside Lambeau. Tickets are still available, and the first preseason game is a week from tomorrow against the New York Jets. Here we go. Football season is here.
It's been a while. I gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on. Don't make a memory gone.
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say.
Like I need a drink right now. You look like you're dream since you were standing right here, and I was nervous for a whole nother reason. Now it's a little bit hard being this caught off guard, watching you trying to not hurt my feelings. You look like I need a drink right now. You look like you're gonna try to let me down. Nice and easy, think I know why you won't sit down. You're just dancing around what you came here to do, but you're scared to. And all I can think, the way you're looking at me, you look like I need a drink. You look like I need a drink.
Free Civic Media app. That's why it's there, right? Civic Media is us, 105.5 WIRI. We're a Civic Media radio station, so we're inside that app. It's free for you to get on your electronic device, your smart device. And let's talk about the most ridiculous things you have ever spent money on, because right now in Wisconsin, in Madison, there is a garden center greenhouse that has a corpse flower that has bloomed. Now, if you don't know anything about this corpse flower, they also call it like several names. There's a big, long official name for it. I'm going to butcher it, so I'm not going to even say it. But some call it the voodoo lily. It's really quite spectacular flower, but it smells like a dead body, a corpse, hence the name corpse flower. And people come from all over to smell said flower. What is the most ridiculous thing you have spent money on? What's worse than smelling something that smells dead? And you want to do that. Your hard-earned money goes towards that. The Civic Media app is where you can text me. If you're on the road, don't worry, you can leave me a voice note. Civic Media is where you start to connect with me on the in any app store that you get your apps. 105.5 WIRI, not far away from Eric Church and Alan Jackson.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You can travel, but you leave your heartbreaking boots.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta-potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Take a day back in time and surround yourself in the quiet of nature at Larry's Berries. Once you arrive, you'll see why Larry's Berries will be your new favorite family spot. Pick your own blueberries for $3 a pound or pre-picked at $5 a pound. Let the kids help and sample as you go while enjoying the simple pleasures of Larry's Berries. Follow Larry's on Facebook for all picking times and add some family love to each and every dish with locally grown blueberries and produce. Located at 6169 Polish Road in Pittsville.
Studies prove that employees who feel heard and supported are more productive and more willing to settle into a career with a company. With customized employee wellness packages, Blessings Holistic Spa offers services like therapeutic massage, aromatherapy, and stress relief treatments that leave teams feeling refreshed and focused. Whether it's a one-time retreat or a regular wellness program, Blessings Holistic Spa brings balance back to the workplace. Wellness isn't a perk, it's a priority. Learn more at blessingsholisticspa.com.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need a place to meet you today. Tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything. Just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should be. Wanted one good hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loves. One chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, it's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her. Comes back when she reads these words. Wanting one good hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loves. Wanting just one chance to tell her sorry enough.
We're having some fun on our free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI. Friday fun, talking about the most ridiculous things you have spent your money on. We're talking about it because there is a flower that has bloomed at a greenhouse in Wisconsin that smells like a corpse. They call it a corpse flower. Smells like a dead body, and people are buying tickets. The tickets are selling out. The voodoo lily, it's also called. It's a very cool flower. So what are the most ridiculous things you have spent money on? I'd love to meet you through our free Civic Media app. And I was talking to Dana. Dana in Port Edwards was texting me, and she said, quote, let me find it. Oh, I spent over $100 or more buying clothes for my avatar on a virtual reality game when I could have spent it on actual clothes, which is mind-boggling to me, the whole virtual reality spending, because my kids are just getting into Roblox, which is a whole new weird world for me. And like, my kids will come to me. I have two daughters. They'll say, Mom, can I have money for a new shirt? Like, what do you mean? Well, I want to buy a new shirt for my girl online. I'm like, wait, what? It's not a shirt. It's not real. You can't feel it. You can't. So I'm paying for what? The most ridiculous things you have spent money on. We're talking about that on our free Civic Media app. I'd love to hear from you. On the way, Toby Keith and Warren Zeiters. 105.5 WIRI. Happy Friday.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5. Man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his cane. All I want to do is put a drink in my hand. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my lowest lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Monday morning at a long clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it.
From Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow. About the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Got nothing but time. But I'll be awake for heaven. And who has that much time?
Dennis on our Free Civic Media app on the road in Stevens Point talking about the most ridiculous things you have spent money on. Civic Media is our free app where you can find us, 1055-WIRI. The most ridiculous thing he has spent money on, he said, I bought a onesie for my Great Dane. Don't know why I bought it, but I think he liked it. Hey, have no dog wardrobe shame. That's what I say. Let it happen. Civic Media, let's have some Friday fun inside our app. What is the most ridiculous thing you have spent money on?
Even now we're in a bad this time. It's like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when wine is gone like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ain't getting that with a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yeah, she can.
Speaker to play WIRI.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. Always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? Like me now, now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy?
see, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And you kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up, call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Giving you that Friday feeling for sure, that song. Next, the new country top three. We do it Fridays here on WIRI. Going to give you three songs that just came out. You might want to put on your country music playlist. Spoiler alert, one of them sounds so much like Keith Whitley. It's next.
Get off of work and we meet down at our spot. We had a patio with a view of a parking lot. It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2 at Christmas lights in the middle of June. All hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you move in closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Stairs with the neighbors saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on? It's the money in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high.
My t-shirt.
in country music so you don't have to. It's the New Country Top 3 with Katie Cruz.
105.5 WIRI. It is the first Friday of a new month, and New Music Friday is here. I'm Katie. I call it New Country Top 3. I've got three great ones to head into the first weekend in August for you. The first two, bear with me. They're a little slow. They got the chill vibe, but then we pick it back up with a very different pop country song coming up in number three. So the New Country Top 3 kicking off with Zach Top. He has one of the most anticipated albums of 2025 coming out later this month. The album's going to be called Ain't In It For My Health, and this song will be featured on it. It's called South of Sanity. Zach Top, New Country, kicks off the New Country Top 3 on WIRI. Check it out.
But I'm somewhere outside.
Song people are saying, actually screaming out, oh, it sounds so much like Keith Whitley. It's Zach Top. It's called South of Sanity, and he is going on a headlining tour. When he's off the road this summer with Dierks Bentley, he's doing his headlining thing and calling the tour Cold Beer and Country Music. The New Country Top 3 on 105.5 WIRI, and this next song was released last September, and it was released quietly, and I think that was with intention because it came to country radio in July, and it is a monster. It's new Ella Langley and Riley Green. It's called Don't Mind If I Do, and this is another smash hit for these two. Check this one out.
I hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up. Does. You're the only thing to get me through.
Well, I don't mind if you do. Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you?
Riley Green and Ella Langley. It's called Don't Mind If I Do, and you can go get that one wherever you get music now. So the last one, have an open ear to this one because it's pop country, and it might lose you when it gets like the in the background, the beat that's very popular right now thanks to Morgan Wallen. But this song is lightning on fire. His name is Chase Matthew. Check the song out. It's called Darlin', the New Country Top 3. We rounded out number 3. This guy's name's Chase Matthew.
Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Darling. You've been beating around the bush so much you're knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't attending. See what he say when the door closed. You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he
Okay, so that is Chase Matthew. I know, you want to hate it, but, you know, these songs are the earworm songs where it might take a couple of listens, and then it gets in your head, and then you're like, oh, I think I love it. So his name's Chase Matthew in that song, picking up massive steam this summer. The new country top three on 105.5 WIRI. There you go. Three songs to head into a new month weekend. Chase Matthew, Darlin, Riley Green, and Ella Langley. Don't mind if I do. And Zach Top, South of Sanity. You can get all three of those songs wherever you get music.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man was sentenced yesterday to 6 years in prison for multiple counts of second-degree sexual assault involving patients at a Stevens Point hospital. 52-year-old Mark Schoberl, formerly of Custer, Wisconsin, received the sentencing in Portage County after a detailed investigation by the City of Waupaca Police Department. According to a press release from the Portage County DA's office, three separate victims provided detailed and heartrending victim impact statements at the July 31st sentencing hearing. DA Cass Cousins highlighted that in each instance, Schoberl was in a position of power, authority, and control over each victim as they were seeking medical care. Judge Patricia Baker agreed that Schoberl represented an ongoing danger to others and pointed out the dishonor and damage his actions brought to the local medical community. Because he was convicted of sexual assault, Schoberl will be required to serve every day of his 6-year prison sentence behind bars, after which he will serve 6 years of extended supervision and be required to register as a sex offender for life. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive in the latest outbreak of avian influenza. Joanne Krulotz has more information.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, the USDA reports one case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Pennsylvania poultry flock and three cases in livestock in California, all within the last 30 days. No Wisconsin farms have tested positive, and DATCAP offers support to improve and maintain biosecurity at farms and dairy processors.
You can find out more and see the state's milk testing results online at datcp.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies and highs a bit more mild, flirting with 80. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI, a fan favorite from Rascal Flatts. This guy, Tyler Hubbard, has the number one song right now on the country radio charts. It's called Park. 105.5 WIRI.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road.